Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Spoken about the threat AI poses. Can you explain your stance to the average American?
I'm sorry, what?
Can you explain your stance on AI to the average American?
Certainly. To be clear, I'm not anti-AI. I just believe AI needs to be properly regulated.
Now, this is not this past weekend, but this is the previous week's SNL. They didn't have a new episode this week. Did you see the Beavis and Butthead? Oh, it's genius.
Was that the guy sitting behind Trump?
Yes, okay. Behind Heidi Gardner. Yeah. Okay, so first it was Ryan Gosling dressed up as Beavis, and with the big yellow hair and the silly shirt and everything. And I don't know who the actor, I just don't know the names of some of these SNL actors, later on was dressed up as Butthead. And this is really, really funny. I hope it's funny on the radio. It was really, really funny on TV.
I'm sorry.
Professor, is there a problem?
Yeah. There's a gentleman in your audience who looks strikingly similar to Beavis from the cartoon Beavis and Butthead. It's just a little distracting.
I'm not familiar with that cartoon, but would it help if he moved seats?
Yeah, that might be a good idea. It's the gentleman in the blue shirt and blonde pompadour.
Ryan Gosling. And she looks, and she can't, she's laughing herself.
Do you mind moving?
I'm sorry? Me? You're talking about me? I have no idea what's going on. I'm sorry. What?
Yes, can you move the seats?
Okay, sure. I'm sorry. I've never heard of that cartoon character.
So it's just playing a normal, right? Just dressed like that. And what really was the best part of this was that Heidi Gardner, who is, I mean, she's a gem on SNL, is that she couldn't stop laughing. That's what made it the best, is that she was... Because, you know, when a professional actress, comedian, tries to not laugh but can't stop it, and it's live TV.
You really never watched Beavis and Butthead when you were a teenager?
No, I was pretty, so I was going to parties and hooking up. Now, Professor, if AI is left unregulated, what is your worst-case scenario?
Well, in simplest terms, it becomes so intelligent that it deems humans unnecessary and kills us all.
But if human beings...
And now you see Butthead
AI,
behind her.
Can't we just program it to not do that?
Well, it depends. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
What? I think that's a valid question.
No. Now there's a gentleman behind you that looks like Butthead.
Professor, just because our audience members aren't as informed on the issue as you doesn't make them buttheads.
Butthead from the cartoon. He Beavis' friend.
I'd really like to move on and discuss AI, so would you like him to move?
Yes, thank you. The man with the gray shirt and exposed gums.
Sir.
And now she looks, and she completely loses it. Cannot continue. And it's worse when you try to stifle it.
Kindly move seats.
It was such a good laugh. I was watching this with my wife yesterday.
She's talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry, me?
And he's got the lip and everything.
Sorry. I'm confused. I'm just here to learn about AI. But yeah.
Professor, we have a viewer question from X. At Sandwich 980 asks, does Cornholio need TP for his bunghole?
No, see, that's just somebody trolling. That's a reference to the cartoon. Cornholio with Beavis is alter ego. He eat the sugar and become Cornholio.
Yeah, I see.
I love that they're explaining it, right?
Let's move on to our audience questions, starting with Patricia Faulkner.
Yes, right here.
And they're both sitting in front of her.
You put them right next to each other.
Just like on the couch.
Look, they even sitting like they do on the show.
With
you
black
two really
footwear
don't know
and all.
That you look like Beavis and Butthead.
And neither one of them can continue.
I heard rumblings that I look like someone from TV, but it's just, maybe it's this Beamus person, I don't know.
Beamus.
I don't watch much television. I have an incredibly busy life.
Yeah, I'm very busy too. And this is honestly the first time I've ever heard that I look like this Butthead person, so.
Oh boy, for those just tuning in, this is News Nation, not the Cartoon Network.
Hey, they laugh like them too. You hear that?
Oh man. So yeah, I know. Somebody said, you know we can't see video on radio, right? Yes, that's what I'm trying to narrate it for you. And I'm trying to tell, for those who have seen it, you're dying. For those who haven't seen it, I hope you're laughing. And now you know to go watch it if you can. But if you're old enough. Now, I also imagine there's some people like, I don't get it. What's a Cornholio? And I just feel so sad. So sad. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, Mikey Day was the one somebody says who was playing Butthead in that sketch. So. Anyway, it was funny, and since I talked to the sheriff in Santa Rosa County, Sheriff Bob Johnson, and he's like, yep, nothing happened this week. I'm like, cool, we'll talk to you next week, because that happens a lot, is we just, you know, it's not that he can't come on, he just, you know, what would you have him on to ask him about? I could have asked him if he'd watch the sketch, but I wouldn't. 817 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you were on North W Street and West Fairfield Drive, there was a vehicle crash earlier, no roadblock, but please drive with caution, and Pensacola Boulevard and Sloan Circle on the intersection with Burgess Road in Pensacola, there was a vehicle crash as well. No roadblock, but please drive with caution. If you see anything else on the roads, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to decide what to do with the home, or just, you know, kind of like just considering, because I know sometimes you kind of just consider for too long. You know, maybe part of the reason is you don't have good information and you want to know what's going on. Hey, call Christine and just say, Andrew's always raving about you. He says you're fantastic. I want to see for myself. Can you come sit down with us? We're thinking about selling a home or we're thinking about buying a home. And then just talk with her and see what she says. And if she doesn't prove herself to you, then go with somebody else. I mean, I'm not telling you have to use her. I'm just telling you you're probably going to want to because she's fantastic. 175 homes sold last year. 3.5 a week is pretty amazing. And, you know, ask her questions like, is now the best time? Should I wait 2 months? Should I wait 4 months? You know, what about military change of station? How's that going to affect me right now? Like, because that's kind of, you know, something that could affect you. What about the schools? What about the price points? You know, at 400 and 600,000, it can be different markets, so to speak. Even in the same area, they might be behaving differently. So just ask her your questions. Don't ask me. I don't know. But ask her. She's an expert. 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Join Makia of Fleet Feet and their guest at 9 a.m. this Wednesday for Fleet Feet's updates on running and walking clubs, Fleet Feet's new shoe lines, and upcoming events. Check out their new store on Garden Street, downtown Pensacola, across from Everman. Get your Fit ID scan in the store, and it's not just for runners. It's for everyone who wears shoes. Tune in to Pep Talk for more information.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Man, he's just like trippendicular, you know?
Feel your hair poofing up as we listen. Oh man, watched Valley Girl over the weekend, and the old Valley Girl, the original, and I'll just say it's got some great music in it and some okay acting. 8:21 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and Supreme Court, busy week this week. A couple of very important cases. One today comes out of Grants Pass, Oregon. I used to live right near there in Medford. And this is going to be a case that will have significant implications for Florida and the rest of the nation, because the question is whether a city can ban camping on public property. You know, the idea here is that Oregon, this Oregon town in Grants Pass, which is a little tiny town in Grants Pass, bars people not from sleeping outdoors, but from using anything when you sleep outdoors to help you sleep outdoors. So no blankets, no pillows, no cardboard boxes. You can camp, but you can't camp with stuff, is the idea. And if you get caught camping with stuff, and remember, this is Oregon, so in the winter it's freezing. You know, they have, you know, snow skiing in Oregon. And in the summer it's 100 degrees. So, you know, it both ends of the spectrum. And there's also a 2013 city council meeting where they made the comment that what they were trying to do was make it uncomfortable enough for homeless people in our city to move down the road, which obviously, okay, but that's the idea. So the enforcement ordinance that bars the use of blankets, pillows, and even cardboard boxes, it's $295 fine first infraction. It goes up to $537 if it's not paid. After two, they can ban you from city property, and if you violate that, then you can get a conviction on criminal trespass, which can carry a $1,200 fine and 30 days in jail. So, now, it's very important to keep this in mind in this conversation. This is not a question of whether that's a bad law. It's a question of whether it's an unconstitutional law, right? You don't get to go to the Supreme Court and say, this is a mean law. I think it's a very mean law. I mean, I just think that the idea... It's one thing to ban, you know, camping or overnight sleeping. It's another thing entirely if you don't have a place for them to go. Because I do think, I think that when you start to put these ordinances in, it starts to look an awful lot like you're criminalizing homelessness. And in and of itself, criminalizing homelessness, it's going to be a difficult thing to figure out where that's unconstitutional. It's certainly wrong to criminalize homelessness. That doesn't make it unconstitutional, right? The Constitution is a very specific set of things. And so they have brought this under the Eighth Amendment. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, and this is the key, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. What they're saying is it's a cruel and unusual punishment to have that high of a fine leading to jail time for public camping with a cardboard box or a pillow or a blanket or something like that, that it's excessive. And so, you know, the question at the court is going to be, is it criminalizing a status or is it criminalizing a behavior? That's going to be the question at the court primarily. But what it fundamentally comes down to is whether you're going to say that the Constitution protects people in being able to exist out of doors without sort of permission on public property or doesn't, right? That's going to be sort of the ultimate question here. And that obviously has implications for every state in the nation, the city of Pensacola, the state of Florida, everything. I mean, we just passed an anti-camping ordinance that is dealing with this. So this is going to be a big case. The other big case is Thursday, and that's going to be the criminal immunity case, whether former President Trump is able to be prosecuted for acts done while in office that may have been official, as in related to his official duties, or may have not been official because he didn't have any presidential duties to oversee the election, but he used his presidential authority, allegedly, to interfere with the election. Is that criminal? Can he be charged or not? That's going to be the last case of the year for the Supreme Court before they start issuing their opinions. I think they might rule pretty quickly on this, if only because I think it's going to be a 9-0 and they're going to laugh him out of court. Because the idea that the president is only subject to criminal prosecution when he's already been impeached for that same trial is absurd. But that's the case that Trump is making. So far, his rulings at the Supreme Court have been pretty lopsided on his behalf or against him, either way. But, you know, they very, very clear. 825, and I think this one will wind up being that way as well. It'll be a 9-0, and they'll say, yeah, you can be prosecuted. I mean, why do you think, you know, Ford had to pardon Nixon? Because he couldn't be prosecuted? Okay. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
This traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. If you are on the intersection of Pensacola Boulevard, Sloan Circle, and Burgess Road, drive with caution. There was a vehicle crash there earlier. No roadblock. And North W Street and West Fairfield Drive in Pensacola. No roadblock again, but a vehicle crash was there earlier, so please drive with caution. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. We've got David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, security's pretty tight outside of the courthouse where former President Donald Trump will be on trial today. And this is after, on Friday, a man set himself on fire protesting outside of that building. Police say that man poured some type of accelerant over his body. That was in the designated protest area right out front. Police in Memphis, Tennessee, investigating a shooting at a block party that left two people dead, seven others injured over the weekend. Hundreds of people at the party at Orange Mound Park on Saturday night when officers were called there. They're still looking for two people. And NASA says April's full moon and the Leirid's meteor shower will both happen this week. The April full moon is known as the pink moon. That'll peak on Tuesday. The Leirid's meteor shower peaking today.
Yeah, and one of the things is the challenge of being able to see the meteors with the moon up, right? Because that's the
absolutely
moon is a big,
yeah,
bright light in the sky as a full moon right now. So, and if we have appropriate not cloud cover in Pensacola, not that that ever interferes.
That never happens.
Astronomical, yeah, observations. David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, somebody texted and said, thank you for the Beavis and Butthead. My 12-year-old was laughing, listening to the skit. And the actors not being able to get through it without laughing made it so much the better. You're absolutely welcome. Somebody here says, let the homeless sign up for a program with the city. They get given a block, and they get paid if the block is litter-free. Homeless problem solved. So they have income from the city, and we have a cleaner city. So we'll see. It just is a problem. And as much as I can't stand the panhandling and can't stand the litter and generally, like the whole cluster of things that come with vagrancy, that being said, on the end of the spectrum where you're starting to basically say it's going to be illegal for you to not be a property owner, no. There's got to be some better solution than that. 828 News Radio 92.3. Oh, this is actually really interesting. There is a case that's been relisted at the Supreme Court that, okay, this is going to be one of those where you either are already knew something that Andrew didn't know or you're going to learn it along with me. The case comes out of Florida, several cases they're consolidating that have to do with whether you are having your rights deprived if you have a six-person jury. You know, because 12-person jury is like the standard, right? But a six-person jury, here's the part, like, did you know? In Florida, the only time you get a 12-person jury is for a capital charge. So that's a, you know, murder, okay? Every other criminal trial is done with a six-person jury. And I have lived here 10 years, and I did not know that. Jimmy, did you know that, that trials were six people in Florida?
I did not.
I read the article that said that, and I said, And so I went and read the Florida statute that said it, and I said, Yeah, but maybe I'm reading it wrong. Because, like, it was such a completely different thing than I thought was true. I thought, surely most trials are 12 people. Well, so I actually got a hold of Pam Childers last night. I'm like, Pam, this is a clerk of the court, right? Yeah. Like, Pam, are jury trials 6 people in Florida except for capital trials? She's like, yep, plus one for an alternate. I'm like, huh, you learn something every day. So anyway, that's actually going to be a case in the Supreme Court. Maybe. It's relisted, which means that they will reconsider it in their Friday meetings where they decide which cases they're going to accept. But when it relists, and sometimes cases get relisted multiple times. This is no guarantee that it's going to get heard. But it is an idea that it's a deprivation of the 6th and or the 14th Amendment that you would have individual states, probably, is how this argument is going to go, that an individual state would require only 6 people to convict you, which, since you only need one to hang the jury, would reduce your chances by odds of getting at least one person to stop, right? So that's where the argument is going to be. Very interesting case. And again, like I say, 6-person jurors for everything but a capital charge in Florida.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump is back in court for opening statements at his criminal trial in New York City. Fox's Eric Schon.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has brought these charges. He says the former president tried to interfere in the 2016 presidential race by paying off Stormy Daniels to hide their alleged affair and part of a plan that paid off Playboy playmate Kara McDougal to hide their alleged affair, too. Also, American voters would not find out about the sex scandals.
Trump attorneys argue these were legitimate legal expenses. The Supreme Court hears arguments this morning in a case about homelessness.
The case involves laws that officials in Grants Pass, Oregon, enacted, allowing them to punish homeless people for sleeping in public places. City officials, including in San Francisco, submitting their own briefs, asking the court to clarify how officials can respond to encampments.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Stocks are higher to start the day and the week on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got sunshine. It is 54 degrees in Pensacola. Escambia County officials say 2 people were taken to the hospital in critical condition. This is after a crash that happened early on Sunday morning on Navy Boulevard near the intersection with State Road 752. FHP says the 2 people were in an SUV that ran off the road, hit a crosswalk sign and a fence, then rolled. The 2 occupants were identified as a 32-year-old woman and a 41-year-old man, both from Pensacola. Right now, there's no word on their current condition. The 19th annual charity 5K run was held at Booker T. Washington High School over the weekend. The school teamed up with Channel 3 to raise money for the Communities Caring at Christmas campaign.
So this charity is really important to us at Washington because we're a Title I school and we, you know, see that kind of poverty and underprivileged nature prevalent in our school. And it's really important to us to, as we live in the midst of it, be able to give back to that.
That is Lindsay Lawrence, the school's SGA president. She says, being younger, a lot of the students at the school know the importance of kids having presents to open on Christmas morning. Well, some sad news out of the Gulfarium in Fort Walton. Winston, the loggerhead turtle, has unfortunately passed away. He'd been with the care team there since August of last year after being attacked by a shark. The care team says he'd been making progress in his recovery, but had a sudden decline and passed away. There's no word on his underlying cause of death. Security beefed up at synagogues across the state as Jews prepare for the start of Passover at sundown. Evan Levitt with the Jewish Student Union says the holiday falls amidst the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas and a wave of anti-Semitism in the U.S.
An unfortunate place to be. I know that my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and one of my grandfathers, they both came to this country to escape that.
The Anti-Defamation League says last year the number of anti-Semitic incidents outpaced the all-time high previously set in 2022 by 140%, with more than 8,000 incidents reported. Efforts by some conservatives, led by Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene in the U.S. House to remove Speaker Mike Johnson, continue, but Democrats speaking out against that. In an interview with Fox News, Florida Congressman Jared Moskowitz said efforts to oust Johnson will only strengthen America's adversaries.
What Marjorie Taylor Greene and what Thomas Massie and what Paul Gosar are trying to accomplish by removing the Speaker of the House in this very moment after October 7th would only embolden China, it would only embolden Russia, it would only embolden Iran.
And Green filed a motion to vacate Johnson's speakership after he after votes for foreign aid packages for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan were approved last week. House lawmakers now on a one-week recess. President Joe Biden will be in Florida tomorrow. He'll be discussing abortion rights in Tampa. No details on the visit have been released so far. A poll last week by Florida Atlantic University shows Donald Trump leading Biden in the state by 8 points. ABC News political analyst Dr. Susan McManus, though, says she believes there could be a chance the state is in play this November. It is 8:35. News Radio 92.3. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. We're not seeing any accidents or major slowdowns on our roadways this morning. Just that typical morning congestion building up, particularly in downtown Pensacola. So please drive with caution. And you can expect to see some traffic buildup coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre into Pensacola, as well as from Pace and Milton on Highway 90 into Pensacola. If you see anything we should be reporting on, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have beautiful sunny skies today with temperatures warming up near 73 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 51. We're going to be seeing the sunshine continue for your Tuesday, high near 74 degrees. Lows Tuesday night, 57. Warm up for Wednesday, sunny skies, high near 78. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 59. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 54 in Pensacola, 53 in Gulf Breeze, 54 in Milton. Your money now. This morning, the markets are up at the opening bell. The Dow's up 166 at 38.8706. S&P up 2024 at 49.8747. NASDAQ is up 105.32 this morning at 15.38927. Your bond rate is up slightly at 4.64%. Gold price is down $62 at $23.51.80. Silver price is down $1.47 at $27.37. And Bitcoin up over $1,100 this morning at $65,826.58. The rest of the crypto market following suit as normal. Oil price is down a bit today. The price has temporarily spiked last week, more than $3 after an Israeli attack on Iran. Trump media alerting NASDAQ of possible illegal activity driving down their share prices. CEO Devin Nunes wrote a letter to the exchange detailing what he believed was naked short selling. Naked sales, when somebody sells shares in an asset without borrowing them or ensuring that they could be borrowed. And Tesla now dropping their prices, the electric vehicle manufacturer facing declining sales lately, reducing prices of the Model X, Model Y, and Model S by $2,000. The company also announced layoffs last week, firing about 14,000 people. It's 8:37, your next news at 9. We have breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars, VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Bye. All right, today's frivolous topic is actually inspired by the story I've been talking about this morning about Alabama wanting to punish librarians for allowing children to acquire adult material through the library system. And my theory is that we have all encountered a book that has a scene in the book that describes, let's just say, the behavior of adults. Right, you know, and they're not always married. I mean, you kind of wish they were, but maybe they're not always. And I'm curious, what was the first book for you where you saw that? Now, I could also ask you the first movie, because, of course, the library rents a lot of books and rents a lot of movies. And, you know, there's always the question of what was that first movie for you? Because I think, because it's visual, especially for men, it's easier to remember the movie. But I want to know the book, particularly if you have a book. And I want to know how old you were. How old were you when you read your first, you know, steamy scene in a book? If you can remember, approximate age is fine. 437-1620, 437-1620. My theory is that unless you haven't read books, and if you haven't read books, that's okay. You can say that. But unless you haven't read books, you have stumbled across in a book, a fiction book, a description of adult romance of some kind that and it probably didn't scar you for life. You're probably okay. And that's been part of my premise throughout the day. It's not necessarily great for kids, but it's, you know, anyway. So, Jimmy, 437-1620, 437-1620. What was the first book you ever read that had an adult scene in it of any kind? Jimmy, you have one that comes to mind?
I remember just, you know, and I told you earlier that reading Stephen King.
Okay.
You know, about eighth grade or so. That was probably...
Eighth grade Stephen King.
Yeah, that was probably the most graphic, you know, Misery, you know, whenever...
There's a sex scene in Misery?
Oh, I thought you were just talking about graphic scenes.
Oh, well, there's that. No, I meant probably nudity and sex, really. But yeah, graphic scenes. I mean, good Lord. Yeah, you know, I mean, right, every horror novel or R.L. Stein or anything like that. I mean, that's...
Yeah, you know, and that just brought to mind H.P. Lovecraft. I'm not sure. No, I'm not saying there's sex scenes in H.P.
Right.
Lovecraft, but, you know, horror scenes and stuff like that, you know. So.
Right. I mean, fiction is captivating.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's from killing, and sometimes it's from loving, and sometimes it's from, you know, lots of different things, right? And then that's the nature of fiction. I mean, I don't mean to ruin it for everybody, but there's some of that in the Bible. Yeah. There's some stuff in the Bible which does come up. 437-1620, 437-1620. What was your first book, or I guess movie, but I'd rather focus on books, but if you don't feel like you have a book, say a movie. And how old were you? 437-1620. All the President's Men. I was in seventh grade. You know, I don't remember that well enough, but I'm sure, you know, I take your opinion on it. Seventh grade. The Bible, I was about five. I mean, right. There's, you know, kind of from the beginning, you know, they were naked. I mean, doesn't go into a lot of detail, but you know, there's a lot of stuff in the Bible, you know, and it, by the way, one of the reasons that, just as a side note, one of the reasons that the Bible's okay for kids to read, because it's, you know, the Word of God, sure, but also is it doesn't indulge in the bad stuff. It's pretty graphic in parts, no doubt, but it doesn't do it for the sake of encouraging you to enjoy it, which is a definitive difference between how the Bible approaches these subjects and how a lot of other books approach these subjects. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody says, I was 5 years old and my grandpa had the Kama Sutra. Wow. That's a lot.
We just had Donnie call in. He said he stumbled upon some interesting literature in his dad's closet when he
was
12.
You know, parents do sometimes have stuff in the closet, in the dresser, under the bed, in the garage. I mean, you know, places.
Whatever gets you into reading. That's what I say.
Especially the articles. And numbers, right? 46. Yeah. Anyway, 437-1620. Oh, no, this is a good Clan of the Cave Bear. And by the way, the movie adaptation, I did not ever read Clan of the Cave Bear, but the movie adaptation is not shy about depiction. Yeah, no, that's right. Somebody here says first movie with an explicit scene was Ghostbusters, where Dan Aykroyd is dreaming about a ghost. Okay, all right. Yeah, you're right. And there's a lot of movies that fall into that category. Not a steamy scene, but the F word in The Exorcist. Oh, and well, in The Exorcist, just the general content of that book is horrifying, right? I was 14. Stepfather had a hissy fit, even though he used the word a lot. That's kind of normal, right? The Shining, seventh grade, right? A lot of Stephen King. And I had somebody text me earlier when we were talking about this, that Stephen King in general, you know, has a lot. I don't really remember that from Stephen King novels. And I've read not all of them, but I've read probably, I don't know, half of them or something like that.
Yeah, that's not his typical.
Yeah, but the scary stuff, obviously, for sure. This is a good note. Somebody says the Bible, Noah being drunk and naked and his daughters. And I mean, again, let's not try to kid anybody. The Bible has a lot of lurid material. Again, the one difference, I think, is the Bible doesn't encourage it. It doesn't say, right, it's not ever depicted in that way. It's always catastrophe follows, right? David and Bathsheba, and then he murders her husband. I mean, you know, and then the baby dies. I mean, it's like bad stuff, right? Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
We are not seeing any accidents or major slowdowns on our roadways this morning. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. If you are on Highway 98, east and westbound through Navarre and Gulf Breeze, that is hitting some morning traffic, so expect some slowdowns there. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. If you do see anything we should be reporting on, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For more information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. So the question of the day is, since we've been talking about in Alabama, they're considering a law that would make librarians susceptible to a year in jail and a $10,000 fine if they ever check out an adult material of any kind, which is a pretty broad definition, to a minor. And I think this is an absurd overreach by the legislature there. But, okay, so the question was, what was your first book? What was the first book you ever read that had adult material in it, you know, a depiction of adult behavior? Somebody here says, Andrew, I'm in my late 50s. I can't remember the name of the book, but I checked books out that summer, and one of them I remember for sure had some stuff in it that I was pretty amazed that was able to be in a book that I was able to check out. Somebody else here says, okay, it was a Grease photo novel at 8 years old. Also Grease, the songs. Grease Lightning, just saying.
We had Anne call in. She said when she was 10 years old, 1956, there was a magazine in circulation called True Stories.
Okay.
And I said, well, what was the nature of the article? She said, the whole magazine.
The whole I don't know that one, but that's interesting. Somebody says Judy Blume. Yeah, Judy Blume books are pretty, I mean, they're for young women primarily, but they are, I mean, let's say straightforward. I'll say it that way. And I actually read a lot of the Judy Blume books. I read everything as a kid. Somebody here says an 8-year-old found the Joy of Sex book in my mom's room, and both volumes. So, yeah, that'll teach you some stuff. So for me, and I was thinking about this, I can actually, I think the first one was Piers Anthony, A Spell for Chameleon, which is part of the Xanth series that he read. And I was reading it, I'm like, what? Mm. You know, and I think, gosh, this would have been fourth or fifth grade. Because the first one I picked up was not that one. It was the fourth book in the series. And I picked that up when I was like vacationing with my grandparents at the library. And then I read the fourth one. I liked it. I went back and read the first one. I'm like, oh, And I read the second and the third. Read a lot. You know, Mac Bolan's The Executioner series, which I've read all of those as a kid. And let's just say, you learn a lot of stuff. I don't know how accurate it is. I'd have to go back and read to find out. But as a kid, it was pretty enlightening. Even Edgar Rice Burroughs, the Tarzan series. Yeah, there's a lot of adult content. Stranger in a Strange Land, that's a little bit older by that time. But all your sci-fi has sex in it. Most of your fiction has sex in it. So the real question is, what would you, like, ban? And it's, I mean, God, there's so much, you know? And maybe that's bad. I don't let my kids read a lot of the things that I read as a kid. So I am restricting them more, but not restricting them completely because I think they got to grow up anyway. So I just think it's fascinating because most people can remember, which, by the way, is an argument against, right? The fact that it's notable that you can remember because it was discovery time for you. That's telling about the significance of sexuality and exposure to sexuality, right? Oh, and somebody's excited about the fact that I read Piers Anthony as a kid. I read lots of Piers Anthony as a kid. 850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McCain. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, a great place to go for it. And I always say they serve the community. And you might think, well, how does a used car place serve the community? Okay, I'll tell you, since you asked. I heard it from you in your mind. So one of the things they do is when you buy a car, or even when you look at a car, they give you the price sheet. And it tells you all the numbers, and then there's a bottom line out-the-door price, and that's the only thing you ever negotiate on. And then attached to that is a Carfax. And if you don't know, a Carfax is a vehicle's maintenance and repair history for the life of the car to the degree that its repairs and maintenance have been reported, right? And if they haven't been reported, they're not going to be on the Carfax. So it's a good start. Now, why would you need that? Well, okay, yes. If you go to buy a car from somebody else, like Facebook Marketplace or, you know, Jimmy's Corner Lot, not this Jimmy, but a different Jimmy, you know, and they don't give you a Carfax, well, just go to Frontier and get one, no problem. They'll run the VIN for you and they'll give you a Carfax. Easy peasy, no charge. Now, why would they help you buy a car from somebody else? Because they can. Because it's helpful. Because it's being a good neighbor. Now, I still recommend if you're buying a used vehicle from somebody on the corner lot, go to a credible mechanic and get a used vehicle inspection. That will, I mean, it could save your life, honestly. It's worth the money. Maybe, what, $200 these days, I guess. Anyway, but the Carfax is a good start. It's a good preliminary. And Frontier Motors says, look, we can do this. It's easy for us. It's a help to you. That's it. So when I say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Wedding Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in today at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach is back. Grab a lawn chair or towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, Mass Confusion takes the stage, playing classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, and oldies, all in their own style. Grab a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
To all my love slaves out there, Thunder Lips is here in the flesh, baby.
Good morning, 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Lots of events going on, tons and tons. Oh, my gosh, so much. We're starting to get into the hot season now where everything is happening. For example, the inaugural Pensacola Navy Days comes up May 17th, 18th, and 19th, and it's basically like a fleet week, only without the ships. Like all the other stuff, the parade and the gallery night and the museum gala and the 4K walk, all kinds of stuff. Again, May 17th. Through the 19th. That's going to be a great thing. We also have bands on the beach, as you just heard the ad mentioning that. And tomorrow night's band is Mass Confusion. It takes the stage at 7 o'clock at the Pavilion at Pensacola Beach, Casino Beach. Crawfish Festival, that is coming up April 26th through the 28th. So that is this coming weekend right downtown at Bartram Park. Dixon Dub for the Dixon School of the Arts and Sciences is going to be May 4th, Star Wars Day, at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. To sponsor it or to get your tickets, go to newsradio923.com. And we've got the UWF Gala for the United Way of West Florida. Sorry, not the UWF, the UWWF, which is like the WWE. Anyway, just kidding. It's the also on May 4th at the Glitz and Gallop Gala, the 100th anniversary celebration. So that is always a good time. Also in honor of the 100 years of the Kentucky Derby, 150 years of the Kentucky Derby. Anyway, find out more at for that one at catcountry987.com. 8:56, News Radio 92.3. Jake's, Jim. God, Jake is sitting right here. Jake is here, so that one's not my fault entirely. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
We are not seeing any accidents or major slowdowns on our roadways this morning. Just seeing some of that morning congestion happening, particularly in downtown coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre. So please expect some slowdowns and drive with caution. And starting 8 p.m. tonight and lasting till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and happening on that schedule for the rest of the week, construction on I-10 and Highway 29 will be causing lane closures, so expect delays and drive with caution. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. You think that, and also the 50-mile-an-hour speed limit. That, oh, man. Now, it's 70 east of about 9th Avenue, I think, is where the 70 ends right now. Mm-hmm. And then it's 60 all the way through to west of 29. Maybe once you get into the open road section there before you get to, like, 9 Mile and Pine Forest, I think it goes back up to 70. That's all going to be 50 miles an hour for the, like, construction zone.
6 years.
For
right?
6 years. Yeah. Good luck. And now, I tried to call Ian Satter this morning. I couldn't get a hold of him. I am assuming that's 50 all the time, not just 50 overnight. But at some point, a 50-mile-an-hour speed limit is going to go in on I-10, and we're going to find out just how obedient people are, because I think you know the answer to there is, you know, yeah. So fun times headed for us on I-10. This is kind of interesting. Escambia County Commission's having a meeting today. It's weird, a Monday meeting for the county commission. Super unusual. But one of the items on the agenda, it's kind of interesting. It caught my attention. It also caught Studio 850's attention. John Singley, very good source, outstanding reporter. The proposal to lease the former International Paper golf course at Muskogee and US 29 on the northwest corner that's been out of service for a long time. It's a former golf course. To lease that for public use as like a park facility for something in the vicinity of $5,000 a year is kind of the lease payment to IP for that. For, I think it's a 4 or 5 year deal. Anyway, just kind of an interesting thing. They want to do, I guess, like disc golf and, you know, walking track, picnic area, playgrounds, all that kind of stuff. It's a perfect location for a public park. I mean, it really is right there at that corner. But I don't know. It's interesting. It's an interesting idea. I'd want to hear more about exactly what they want to do with it. But, you know, generally speaking, if it's just a vacant piece of land right now and it could be used by the public because, you know, the public's going to acquire it at least, you know, that sounds like a good deal to me for a park. It's fairly cheap. All right. Quick future news. Will people drive 50 miles an hour on I-10?
That's going to be hard.
That's a no. No, definitely not. Will the Supreme Court say that it is okay to punish criminally camping with a device like in Grants Pass? That's oral arguments today.
Absolutely not.
No, they will restrict what Grants Pass has done. I'm not sure how much they're going to restrict it. That's going to be the question. How long will the Trump trial last?
Oh, listen on air at 92.3, 95.3,
no campaigning
for AM 1620, News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.